Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the podcast. Today is Thursday, April 24th, I believe it is. Correct me if I am wrong. And as usual, I'm coming back to you guys in my car. So you might hear a few bumps in the road, but I don't have the windows down today. They are up. I am heading to the track because I'm about to get my morning workout in, and I wanted to pop on and talk to you guys just really briefly. I'm not knowledgeable in this, but I just wanted to give my thoughts on what I'm thinking and what's going on. So anyway, I have been, for the last year, have been seeing a sequence of numbers, and I didn't realize until maybe a couple of days ago that I keep seeing this number. And so it prompted me to start looking at numerology. Now, am I into numbers and astrology? Not necessarily, but I do believe that all things do kind of work together for our lives, our life paths, I suppose. So from spirituality and numbers and astrology, I do believe that all of those things align. And when we are in alignment with all of those things and we understand them and how to use them in our life, things tend to work out better for you, should I say. But again, I'm not into like numbers and astrology. I have really no understanding. I honestly don't even understand clearly what my sign, I'm a Leo, what that truly means. I mean, I've read my horoscope, I've read the characteristics, and a lot of those things definitely do describe my character and personality traits. And sometimes they're off. I'm sorry, you guys, I had a little hiccup. And sometimes they're a little bit off. Anyway, I was prompted to look up this sequence of numbers to see if I could just find out some information about why I keep seeing this sequence. And, you know, I didn't know if I was going to read up on something about whether someone from the dead was trying to contact me. I didn't know if it was my spirit guide trying to say something. I didn't know if it was a date that something was going to happen on. I don't know. And I honestly still don't know what it truly means, because, you know, I can't predict the future, but we can all kind of be guided with a feeling, and if something kind of touches you in a way, you kind of move in that direction, because that's what's resonating with you. And so I looked up the sequence of numbers in more in depth last night, because last night I saw the sequence of numbers again after I had seen it the day before. And you know, before it was happening, maybe, you know, once a week, maybe a couple of times a week, and then it turned into a couple of times a week, and then now it's like I'm seeing it almost every single day. I go to the store, it's the amount of money I have to pay. I look at the clock, it is the time of day, and that's really how it happens most frequently. It's when I'm looking at the clock. I've seen it the most then. Last night, I was in the kitchen putting away the dinner dishes, and I wanted to look into my banking app to see how much money your girl had, right? And when I looked, and as soon as I clicked on the app and I look at the time, I'm not going to tell you guys what the number was or anything like that, because I do believe in energy, and I honestly don't believe that certain things need to be disclosed, because everybody doesn't have your best interest at heart and things like that. But the number sequence was again on my phone. Wasn't even thinking about it. You know, I hadn't even thought about it at all. And there it was again. And I had seen it the day before when I had gone to buy a smoothie, and it was the exact amount of my smoothie. And I mean, when I saw it at the smoothie shop, I just kind of stood there dumbfounded, and the clerk was like, are you going to pay or no? And I was like, I just couldn't believe it. I actually had to call my wife and my mom and like, hey, you know, just letting them know, because I don't honestly know what life has in store for me. I don't feel like, you know, this is a detriment to me, but You never know. You just never honestly know what may happen. And so by me sharing these things with the people that I love and that I'm surrounded by, that if something does happen, maybe some things might make a little bit more sense to them, and they might be able to come to some sort of resolve or have some sort of comfort. And I'm not necessarily speaking in a, I'm not wanting to speak any negativity or anything bad over my life, but it has been such a powerful thing. Like, I've been seeing it so often that I'm like, you know what? It's time for me to really start paying attention. And so last night I did some research, and it was nothing honestly but positive things about the sequence of numbers. It's three numbers, and really these three numbers in sequence are like the highest power in finite. And it spoke to my creativity. It spoke to my focus in life, and it spoke to my esteem. And so, I don't know. I just wanted to share my thoughts with my listeners and just kind of see if you guys have any sort of experiences like that where you follow numbers. I'm not saying that I'm going to follow numbers or anything like that. I'm definitely not going to turn into a numerologist, but I definitely think in this point in time that the universe is trying to tell me something and pay attention so that I can move forward and catapult myself to the next level. It's a time for a new beginning. It's time for me to make strides to do those things that have been hesitant about because I'm afraid of what is unknown. And yeah, so today I am at the track. I have been slacking with working out. I've been working out, but this has been the laziest working out that I've been doing. I haven't been putting a lot of power into it, and so today I'm going to try to be a little bit more focused and really rev up my energy and get some things done. I'm on the late show. It's a little bit after 9 o'clock this morning, and I'm going to try my best to get this done a little earlier in my day so that I can pay attention to those numbers that keep showing up in my life and do what those numbers suggest that I should be doing to make sure that those things that I want out of life do come to fruition. So anyway, just wanted to rant and share that, guys, share that with you. Thank you so much for listening. As always, please share some comments if you feel inclined to do so. And I'll catch you on the next one. Peace out, guys.